Gary George has been in the legislature for 23 years. He's also run for governor a couple of times. Last year, he was knocked out of the Democratic gubernatorial primary when the state elections board ruled he had too many invalid signatures on his nomination papers. George later demanded an investigation into who began the signature challenge.
There are questions that have to be raised about how a 21-year-old college student ties up a handwriting expert who charges $175 an hour.
Madison Democratic Senator Chuck Quala eventually admitted to being behind the anti-George effort. But now there's a new round of names on pieces of paper, and this time there's signatures aimed at getting Gary George out of the Senate.
Hello, my name is Lucille Benny. I'm out to try to collect signatures for the recall for Gary George.
Lucille Berrien is the chairwoman of the group gathering signatures against the senator. Berrien is a longtime Milwaukee civil rights activist who contends many in George's mostly black district are upset at George for a lot of things, for allegedly being aloof and ignoring constituents, and allegedly bottling up a bill to make it a felony for prison guards to sexually abuse inmates. Berrien also says people are mad that George recently voted with Chuck Quala to try to override a veto by Governor Doyle.
And for him to take sides with somebody like that, that upset the whole black community. You don't go to your enemy.
The Doyle veto in question was one of the Republican-led bill trying to take some of the Tribal Gaming Compact negotiating authority away from the governor. That bill was launched after the governor endorsed a major expansion of the Pottawatomie Casino in downtown Milwaukee. Berrien argues that a vote against Doyle was like a vote against the Milwaukee Casino.
That provided jobs not only for the Native Americans who owned that land for a long time before they occupied it, but for blacks, Hispanics, Hmong, Laotian, and all of the people that need jobs.
George's veto override attempt also got the attention of Jarrell Jones, a prominent publisher of a black-oriented Milwaukee newspaper. Some say Jones is the real force behind the George recall effort because of Jones's personal and professional links to the Pottawatomie Casino.
You don't want anyone misused, but is he...
But not everyone in George's district buys the theory that the senator wants to threaten the minority job market. As Lucille Berrien goes door-to-door in a racially mixed middle-class neighborhood, a black woman defends George on the jobs issue.
With him being a minority, I couldn't see him talking about no jobs for minorities.
Uh-huh.
So I think I'll hold off on signing that right now.
All right.
Thanks.
Down the block, Senator George has another defender of sorts. A white man named Tom says he doesn't know much about George's record.
Outside of the fuss with Quala, I don't see much about him, and I'm no fan of Quala, so maybe I should keep Gary George in the legislature.
A few blocks to the north in a more low-income area, the George recall troops have better luck. A white man named Don is blunt about why he signed the recall petition.
I don't like Gary George, period.
Is there anything special?
I think he's a crook.
A few doors away, Truman McGee, who's African-American, also agrees to sign the petition. But McGee is hazy about why.
I don't know. I really don't have like a full understanding of like what he's done wrong. But I'm sure he has done something wrong if, you know, all the people signing the signatures. You know?
Recall organizers say they now have more than the 8,071 signatures needed to force George into a recall election. About 6,000 names were apparently collected outside polling places during last Tuesday's races. Another recall leader, Rod Wilson, says the petitioners will try to collect another 2,000 signatures in case some names are thrown out. Wilson says getting Gary George into a recall race will send a message.
It puts him on notice, along with other politicians who represent us, that they can't just take us for granted. They can't just do anything they want to do and then expect to get reelected.
Wilson contends the recall organizers are not grooming someone to run against George. UW-Milwaukee political scientist Mordecai Lee predicts that George will fight hard to challenge the recall signatures and battle to keep his Senate job.
This would be a Donnybrook of a fight. This would be sort of the mother of all recalls in the sense of the intensity of the fight.
The senator did not return our phone calls. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.